and welcome to Epic World Builder. My name is Mike Hewitt, and this is a world building podcast. This is also audio and video, so if you're listening to this in audio form, you can also go to YouTube and actually watch what I'm doing. But I'm hopefully, I'm really trying as hard as possible for people who are listening to it to actually be able to describe as much on the screen, so you don't need to see what's on the actual screen. So hopefully that helps. You can always go to epicworldbuilder.com and go to public campaigns to the Dragonspire campaign and to actually see and follow along what we're doing. That whole campaign is public, and you can actually steal as much as you want from this. If there's maps or characters or anything, feel free. And so, I mean, going through this, I mean, this does not have to be something that you use this world. If there is something here like Harvest Barn or Eldrin's Magical Trinkets, or I mean, those are full-fleshed pages that can be taken and put into your campaign. Like right here, Eldrin's Magical. I mean, we've got a map here and all of this content with descriptions and the owner, and go ahead and pull in the owner and all that stuff. Feel free to take as much as possible. Last week, we were in Elderbrook, and we're doing really well. We've built this dungeon down here, and we've had, you know, this treant kind of, what do you call it, you know, quest down here, and we've built all kinds of stuff. But what we were actually building, we're building outside of this world. We were building a castle, or like not a castle, it kind of is a keep that has been taken over kind of by time, and a bunch of goblins are there right now. So we were building that in the map maker. So right now, if you go to this map maker, you can come here and you can just start building. And this is something new. It's very, very new. This is in beta. So this is something we're still working with right now. And it's taken a little while. I don't know why. But here is the map we were working on. One quick thing. If you go to library and you go to maps, this is where you save them. So here's all your maps. These are a bunch of crazy dumb maps that I've made, but this is the one we were working on, and this is actually one of the good ones that, well, I mean, one of the ones I've actually have been taking time and working in the last podcast. We built this castle wall, right? And for you who don't know, this is basically all grass, except for we have this dirt path, and inside of it we have a L. If you took the L and you rotated it 90 degrees clockwise, that's kind of what our castle walls look like. And we have a gate on the west side, and we have a river that's gone through the castle, through the north and the south walls, and then kind of goes from the north all the way to the east. Yeah, the east. And we put a bunch of forests and some rocks and stuff like that. I'm going to go ahead, and we built inside the castle walls. Let me scroll in. We built this kind of big castle area back here. Let's see, what is that? A castle master hall, I think, is what I ended up calling it. And we have all these other little small things. Here are some gates. I'm going to actually, let's make this, should we? Yeah, let's do something like that. Is that good? And then down here, we should probably put just some few houses in the south part of it. I'm going to go ahead. That is a scale of 0.42. So if I come down here, and I'm going to scale. Some really small. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to make some small houses here. I'm going to zoom in to this little area. Let's build this house here. There. What else do we got? There's more better houses down here. 13 of them. This one, let's do. I'm going to put this one here. Another one here. And here. Let's build this road. So I'm building kind of a little, I don't know if it's a slum area, but let's build this area here. I'm going to make a few trees down here. And I don't want to spend a whole lot of time but the one thing I want to put there is a little well. And I'm going to put an open face well right there. With, you know, now that I think about it, let's put a cart too. Let's put one of these carts. And another cart there. Okay. Like I said, we're still working with an artist to get like 20, about 20 assets every week. And slowly going to build that catalog. Some things I think we're really focusing on the city maps right now. And then we're going to focus on the world maps. And then we have some things. But for like battle maps and stuff like that. But we're not quite there. It's taken some time. But let's go ahead. What else do we have here? I'm going to put... Let's make this a little bigger. Right here. And what else? I like some... Let's put a little dock here. I'm going to put a dock right there. And I'm going to put a small boat right there. Okay. Do I have anything else? Got a lighthouse. That has nothing to do with what we have. I'm going to put... We'll put this small thing... Oh, that's way too big. That's way too small. And we'll put this as a shop here with... Well, let's put a lot of trees. Let's just put... I want to make these bigger. There we go. All that there. And some other forest right here. And if I go here, I'll put some trees there. Put one I like right there. Is there anything left? I think we need some stables, but that actually has stables with horses in it. I feel like this place is kind of doesn't have anything, so I'm gonna let's build a few rocks right here. Now let's look at this. What do we got? I think we might. I feel like we're doing pretty good here. Yeah, I think that is exactly what we want. The only thing I think, you know, there's normally a bunch of kind of like there's a lot of trees by the river. Going to put some of these trees by the river, but other than that, I think we're looking good. Excuse me. Yeah, I think we're looking real good. Do I need a road out here? Yeah. Give me a few more seconds, audio people. I'm getting there. We're going to be building some things. I know this is... Yeah, I'm going to put that right like that. Okay, so I think we're done with the map part of it. So the next thing I'm going to do... I'm going to go ahead and save this. We need a goblin keep. Let's try 30 names. Names for a goblin keep. Goblin keep. And you know what? We probably should have two names. One, the goblins have renamed it. Or maybe, you know. Me a name of a TTRPG keep. What do we got here? Me 20 names. Okay, here we go. Ironclad Citadel, Starhaven Keep, Frostspire Castle, Stormwatch Stronghold, Shadow Rift Bastion, Emberfall Keep. I don't know. Drakewatch Fortress, Wormguard Hold, Moonshadow Castle, Stonehelm Keep. I like that one too. It's kind of so basic. Sunfire Bastion, Obsidian Reach Citadel, Wind Rider Keep, Bloodstone Stronghold. I like that. Silver Light Castle, Thunder Peak Citadel, Ravenwing Keep, Diamond Heart Hold, Serpent's Coil Keep, and Twilight Shade Bastion. I like Bloodstone Stronghold. So that's what I'm going to actually call this. Save it as that. And now, honestly, I should have really gone through this. I know there's a couple of different ways to do this, but I'm actually going to try this on my own. So, real quick, we're going to create a page, and this is it's not really a city. It is a landmark. I'm going to call it a city. Let's go ahead and create that. And if I go map, will this open? Campaign images? Okay, well, we need to build something inside of that. No big deal. I'm going to duplicate this. And right now we have it in this map section here. But I'm actually, if I do, which we need to be able to pull it from that. And this is me kind of talking as a programmer. I'm going to save image to library right now until I get, this probably will be fixed by the time this is up. Your image is added into your personal library. So now I think that shouldn't be like what we, in the future, but... I'm going to actually refresh this because maps should be in maps and you should be able to pull maps from that. Now, it is right here. If that makes any sense. So now let's go ahead and save. And now we have this map inside of our campaign manager. And, Rio, you're fine. You're fine. My dog is one of the best dogs, but very needy, very needy, and doesn't like me talking with you guys. Wants to hang out. So let's go ahead and start working in this. I think we need to fill out this. So when working on this, we have Bloodstone Stronghold. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up on a different screen so I can remember Bloodhole Stronghold. Okay. Let's go into ChatGPT. I know what I want. Let's ChatGPT. Let's see. Give me a description of a keep, a TTRPG keep called Bloodstone Stronghold that used to be the keep run by humans, but fell thousands of years ago. And is now being run by a group of goblins that have made this their base. They have, okay, I'm thinking, they have not owned, they have, what's the word? They have occupied this keep for hundreds of years, and surprisingly have kept it in good shape. Okay, I need a clan. You know what? The original, I like this. Original name of the keep has long been forgotten. But the Bloodstone Goblins have made this their home base. I like that. Okay, what else do I want to put in there? The description. Okay, yeah, let's do this description. You know what? Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull this up on a different monitor so I can type in. The keep is in the shape of a capital L if you rotated it 90 degrees clockwise. Now, it shouldn't matter because you could just turn the map sideways, but I'm going to go ahead and say that. Let's say in the south. You know what? Let's get this, and then we'll add some more sections as we go. Oh, I probably shouldn't have put stuff about the L in there, because it's actually talking about an L. I really didn't. Let's go in here. Let's drop in here. Okay, real quick, when we add some of these attributes, I don't need temperature. City name. I need a name, but tavern, structure, spell, person, other, two column grid, item name. I wish I just had a name. You know, that might be something I go in and change. Bloodstone Stronghold. Once a grand fortress ruled by humans, now stands as a testament to the enduring spirit of a goblin horde that has made it their home for centuries. Nestled atop a rugged hill, I like that. Well, is it a hill? Yeah, the river's going through it. Whatever. This ancient keep overlooks a sprawling landscape, its imposing structures dominating the horizon. I'm going to go back here. Give me one paragraph talking about how the keep is a short, how the city or the town of Elderbrook is only a couple of hours ride from the keep. Okay, what do we got here? The quaint town of Elderbrook lies just a stone's throw away from Bloodstone. Shorter and Elderbrook is to the west. The town of Elderbrook is just a couple of hours' ride to the west of the Bloodstone Stronghold. Despite its close proximity, Elderbrook offers a serene escape from the stronghold's enigmatic aura. With a quaint... Rewrite it with the town of Elderbrook not meshing. I don't know the right words. Not meshing real well with the goblins of Bloodstone Stronghold. Okay, let's see. I think we're getting there. The town of Elderbrook, located just a couple of hours' ride to the west of Bloodstone Stronghold, presents an intriguing juxtaposition. While the stronghold exudes an enigmatic aura, Elderbrook and its quaint cottages, though close in proximity, don't quite mesh well with the goblin's presence. The charming gardens and cobblestone streets of Elderbrook stand a stark contrast to the imposing fortress, creating an intriguing tension between the two neighboring communities. Perfect. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. From a distance, Bloodstone Stronghold. I want to save this while it's... Excuse me. From a distance, Bloodstone Stronghold appears as a formidable dark silhouette against a backdrop of wilderness. The stronghold's original name has long been lost to history, but the goblins that now inhabit it have rechristened it in honor of the blood red stone that dots the walls and the towers. I like that. The keep is constructed in the shape of a capital L, a design that offers strategic advantage and echoes the legacy of its human builders. The main tower, perched at the bend of the L. Okay. I like that. Wow, that's okay. Perched at the bend of the L, reaches highest into the sky, affording an excellent vantage point for both defenses and observation. What is that? I have no idea. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I'm really showing how bad my vocabulary is. Okay, come on. Credulata of a wall having battlements. Okay. Crenellated. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I've never heard of that. It's crenellated. I'm going to change that. Search for... You know what? It's walls. Fortified over the century by the resourceful goblins, remain remarkable intact, bearing the scars of countless battles. As one approaches the Bloodstone stronghold, it becomes evident that the goblins have not only preserved but also adapted the structures. Improvised additions constructed from the scavenged materials adorn the once mighty keep, shadow casting the goblins' resourcefulness and adaptability. These makeshift structure house a labyrinth network of tunnels, storage rooms, and hideouts. The interior of the stronghold is a reflection of goblin ingenuity. Dimly lit corridors wind through the heart of the fortress. You know, I'm going to, at the core of the stronghold, it's the heart, a council chamber. You know, I'm going to get rid of these. I like the up to there. Okay, visibility. I'm going to make that visible to everyone. But that's pretty much it. So you should know a little bit about this. And you know what? I shouldn't start going through because I'm going to be starting to kind of really play this campaign here. And we really need to go through and make sure some of these are at the best they can and hidden. So they should be hidden and not hidden. So, yeah, going through that. Okay. So we now have our blood stronghold. Bloodstone stronghold. And, you know, it's looking really good. We should go through and kind of talk about all of these sections and go through it probably in the next campaign and maybe go back to Elderbrook and figure out how they're going to get here and kind of go through where are they going to go, what's the purpose for this stronghold, and going through that. This has been a blast. I've been messing around with the maps a lot, but this worked out really well. We made a pretty good size map, and it turned out relatively well. So I'm very, very happy with the way this turned out. Look at that, Epic World Builder. So that's something that's pretty, pretty cool. So going through that, once again, thank you all. I hope I explained this. I know that this was, you know, working. I don't want this to be a map building podcast because I want the people who are listening to this to enjoy, and because I hope people are listening to this but also getting ideas, right? When I'm going through names, like, oh, you know what? I went through 20 names. Some of those might have spurned something that you want to call something in your campaign, or, you know, or how we build stuff. And I hope this it takes your imagination to the next level and helps your campaign to grow and to become something that's better. But if you could like, subscribe, whether that is an audio podcast on Apple or on Spotify, or if on YouTube, that would so benefit us. Because, you know, we are growing slowly. So hopefully that all helps, and love it. I want keep building, and just thank you guys. Just keep building.